Hello, and welcome to this additional look at action and stunts on film and television. Not stunts directly connected, but I've been asked many questions of late, particularly over the last few days in connection with the case, the trial that's been happening in the US over the shooting on the set of the movie Rust, Alec Baldwin picture, back in October of 2021, and wanted to run through a few bits in comparison, if anything. Some of the questions are directed more so at the role of the armourer, and some are directed at the case itself. There's a great deal of speculation involved in the case, even though there has been a verdict, and I will touch on that very briefly, but the issue, I think, at the moment is making it clear what the role of the armourer is and the comparison with maybe larger budgets and smaller budget pictures. So, what do we know? Right, let's clarify some of the facts firstly. On the set of the movie, a Colt 45 revolver was in the hands of actor-producer Alec Baldwin. It was fired into camera, which happens, for varying perspective shots. But the shot killed the cinematographer Halnya Hutchins and wounded the director Joel Souza. Now, it became clear after the shooting that the weapon contained a live round. That's important to differentiate between live guns made to look like prop guns, whereas these are live guns used as props. They're not made to look like props. They are live weapons and they are being used as props. And it's clear that a live round was placed into a weapon before it was being fired. Now, this goes against everything that is put in place as far as safety protocols are concerned. I was asked if a blank cartridge could cause the amount of damage that was sustained in this incident. And again, the answer very clearly is no. A shot being fired, hitting Halnya, and then going on to injure the director is the behaviour of a piece of live ammunition. There's no other way around that. In the UK, and I must speak from the UK perspective, and perhaps people in the States, maybe people working within the industry can confirm this, or maybe you'll understand the way in which your sets are worked. If you're a performer, if you work on the sets, or you are around weaponry during the course of the day, the armourer in the UK is always two people. So there are two armourers on a set. One, of course, and their roles are the same, but they are to look after the weapons and make sure that they are in control of those weapons. And if one of them has to go elsewhere on the set or go for a meal break or whatever the deal is, then somebody is still there maintaining the details of the weaponry, right? When an armourer presents an actor or a stunt performer with a weapon, let's take a rehearsal scenario. When that happens, the weapon, and in this instance it's a revolver, so the weapon will be opened, the barrel will be here, the rest of the gun will be here. It is opened and it is shown to the performer, to the actor, this weapon is empty, right? And an announcement is made, empty gun. Now that message is done verbally and then passed along on radios or whatever the deal is, but that message is passed along. The weapon is then handed to the performer to do the rehearsal, and they go through the motions of what they need to do during that sequence. When it comes to a take, again, the weapon is opened and loaded. by the armourer. The weapon is then closed and is presented to the performer, to the actor. And again, the armourer will load the weapon, announces that the gun is now loaded, and everyone should follow the safety protocols in place, allowing them to go for a take. Always two people. One person is observing what has gone on. One person is there as a backup, so that if this person has to go somewhere else, this person is still in charge of this weaponry and nobody else comes along. Now, the weapons were, I'm going to read from some notes here because it's important to get this right. The weapons were, according to the evidence read in court, left on a cart outside the chapel on the set. You've seen the photographs and maybe some of the footage of the set. There was a chapel. This is the set down in New Mexico. A cart was left outside and the weapons were placed on this cart outside the chapel. The assistant director, the AD, picked up the revolver, handing it to Alec Baldwin, announcing, "Cold gun." This is a rehearsal. Subsequently, the weapon was fired and resulted in the death and wounding of two crew members. The concern here is that the assistant director shouldn't have been anywhere near it, because it is not his responsibility. And this comes down to the size of production and, more importantly, the amount of money that is available for this production. Smaller productions will have smaller budgets. And evidently, what clearly happens is that corners are cut. Now, he may have thought he was helping. He's speeding up the process. They've only got the schedule, the set, for a period of time, maybe. They've got to get to another set. They've got to do other shots. Speed, 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 money, money, money. So he probably thinks he's helping. He's picked up the weapon and he has handed it to the actor, to Alec Baldwin, knowing that the armourer is elsewhere or that she's not around. And of course, there should have been somebody there with those weapons the entire time. And he's handed it to him. Also, another question that was asked is weapons being fired into camera. Happens a lot. I mentioned it earlier, perspective shot. You are the victim, let's say, in this particular shootout, and the guy turns, bang, and fires the weapon. Gun barrels, if you want to look at it from a Bond point of view, Bond walks on, turns, bang, fires into camera. Now, in situations like this, what tends to happen, again from safety, is that the camera will be, it was a fixed shot. That camera will be placed in a fixed position, and that shot is going to happen directly into lens. Therefore, that camera is locked off, and there is a protective screen put around the camera so that you want to make sure that everybody's out of the way, and should there be any discharge of any kind or dust being kicked up or something of that nature, the camera and those standing relatively nearby it will be unharmed because of this protective barrier that's around it. Now, obviously, firing a weapon that's gone straight through the camera lens, straight through the outside, and hit two people. The armourer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, was a couple of days ago found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, but not guilty of the count of tampering with evidence, and that was very important. That's a separate issue, but she faces the possibility of up to 18 months in jail and a $5,000 fee, which, you know, seems very small in respect of what has happened. Alec Baldwin goes on trial in July. The prosecution was suggesting that Hannah Gutierrez-Reed ran a sloppy department, was hung over on the morning of the shooting, and was using other members of crew to hide bags of cocaine when the police came to do a full search. I mean, beggars belief, right? The defense were claiming that this incident happened due to the set being badly run by Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, not only the actor, but as the producer, expecting far too much from his crew as producer and cutting corners throughout the scheduled shoot. The whole trial evidently was fairly messy too. But what appears to be missing, in my opinion, is a sense of loss. The director of photography lost her life due to an error in protocol on set. Look at it from a different point of view. If a stunt performer had been killed whilst performing a stunt in an action scene, the question of safety would have been paramount. More importantly, the stunt coordinator, as head of department, would have been aware of his or her responsibilities in an issue like this and would openly give all relevant information plus advising testimony from performers who had trained with or worked with the performer in rehearsal leading up to the accident. And here, only one person is responsible for taking the blame very clearly, but the case looked like it was about not blaming that guy or that guy or this guy, but definitely blaming her. That's what it looked like. It looked as though everything was being deflected to make sure that these guys weren't responsible and had no blame, and that everything fell with this individual. Now, that's evidently the case. This individual, who is the armourer, has a series of responsibilities that must be met. Stunt performers, stunt coordinators, you know, they do risk assessment. They make absolutely certain that every last detail has been covered before that action sequence takes place. The armourer is responsible for the weapons on the picture. It can be one gun. It can be thousands of weapons. And they all must be dealt with in exactly the same way. You do it the same for this. You do it the same for them. Everything, everybody knows exactly what's going on. Now, there is an issue, again, with Alec Baldwin as producer, because there was footage shown. You can see this openly. It's on the internet there on YouTube. And it's pretty clear that what's happening is that he is trying to run the different departments as producer. So there is a sequence where he comes out of a building and he's bang, fire, bang, 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 fires five or six shots, gets to a particular piece, and all of a sudden they've got to go again. They've got to do it again. Now, logically, the armourer then takes the weapon, opens that weapon, claims that it's empty, will then go through the protocol of reloading that weapon. And as far as what's happening in the footage, it appears very clear that that's not fast enough. Alec Baldwin is saying, next time, you need two guns. Bring two guns, both loaded. Once I finish with this, then I can take another one. We can go straight into it. That's not how that works. And from an actor point of view, or from a producer point of view, two different heads. You've got to do it differently. And he's not able to differentiate one from the other, and that's a concern. Speed cuts corners. Corners were cut here. A life was lost. This simply cannot be allowed to happen. And subsequently, the armourer, who is a responsible head of department, has failed. Regardless of what those other situations are, there's a failure taking place here, and she has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. It is important, I think, to remember that it's not all make-believe. You know, in order to make a movie and make it exciting, all right, there's lots of bits and pieces that have to go on. There's lots of explosions. There's lots of car chases. There's lots of shootings. And what was very interesting after this happened in October 2021 was the television series The Rookie. I don't know whether you've seen this. It's a cop drama slash comedy. And obviously depicting American police officers who are armed And they made a decision, the production company and the distributor made a statement saying that from now on, no live weapons will be used on the set. All of the weapons they carry in the shots are props, rubber guns. They do not have the facility of being loaded or actually firing. Subsequently, all of the shots, the gunshots, everything of that nature, the blasts, the blasts from the end of the guns, the hits from those weapons, all of that is done in post using CGI, which is great. You know, it's super. If that's what they want to do, amazing. But they have the money to do that. And there aren't, everybody doesn't have all of that money to do that. So there is a question of legality. And is it possible for smaller productions like this? And I'm not taking anything away from the production, but it is essential to remember that not every production has enough financial clout to go, we'll do it in post. And nowadays, there's no guarantee that, you know, in post is going to make it any better, because what you have to have is you have to have actors and other people who are, particularly in shots anyway, firing a weapon appropriately. You know, there may be less recoil from this gun than that one, or the way that you're holding it and the way that you stand makes that recoil different. So all of that has to be taken into consideration. You can't just recreate that in post and get away with it. And I think that is where a lot of stuff is going to go. We know it's going to go in that direction, but it will be headed by those individuals who have the money to do it. Smaller productions, they're gonna struggle. But if it means that there are no more deaths on the set by incidents like this, then it has to be a good thing. Thank you for allowing me to add this one. I sincerely hope that's cleared up some of the points. If you'd like to make any further comments, do so. Add comments below, and we'll be back on Friday with more of the same and a different movie to look at. So until then, bye for now.